The founder and general overseer of the International Central Gospel Church, Dr. Mensah Otterbill, has urged President Mahama to take the lead in the fight against corruption. He said, though it is a difficult task, the president must be fair by beginning the fight from himself, his cabinet and party before extending it to the public. Dr. Otterbill said this at a lecture organized by Occupy Ghana and Imani Ghana in Accra. He added that corruption can only be stamped out when the laws are implemented and not made to only exist on paper. Dr. Otterbill said, until the laws are made to bite, those who are engaged in corruption will continue, thus setting a bad precedence. We bring you a report by Antoinette Abba and Eunice Asariamponsa.
Dr. Otterbill said corruption can never be fought by attacking the opposition or the perceived enemy. He said, though the president has a huge responsibility as a leader, it was a choice he made, therefore he must live up to it. He said Ghanaians, like other nationals, are the same. The only difference is that the laws are made to work in those countries. This explains why when Ghanaians go to the UK or USA, for instance, they pay taxes and don't give bribes, but ready to compromise when they come home.
In a civil republican environment, we don't catch a president. You offer yourself and you actually pay for it and campaign for it. And so once you are given the responsibility, it's hard, it's tough, it's lonely, you are misunderstood. Nobody fully appreciates you because you are the only one who has that burden. But it's also a choice. And it's a choice that comes with responsibilities. I hope that our president will take up that challenge. It's going to be difficult. He will be misunderstood because one thing about human beings, you can't please them. If he fights corruption, he's going to hit people and he'll be misunderstood. But if he hits himself first and his cabinet and his party, and then it goes down to all of us, then we can say he's fair because he didn't spare anybody in the line. You don't start fighting corruption by attacking your enemies.
He said the president must appoint competent officials who are ready to implement and punish those who engage in corrupt practices to serve as a deterrent to others. A lecturer at the Ashasi University, AC and Sun, said corruption does not only exist in the public sector, but the informal and private sectors as well. She said it is time individuals and private sectors spoke up if results on corruption are to be achieved. She urged associations to start protecting their members so they can speak up when acts of corruption are perpetrated.
Making integrity a focus. Ethical training. Rewiring brains, reorienting people so that corruption is not attractive, so that corruption is not an option, building the courage to fight a system that will do any and everything to put you down. And we can't do it alone, which means banding together is important. If we want to name and shame people who are doing that, public or private sector, we have to work together. Put Ghana first. Put parties, tribes, all those things aside. This is about us taking up what we need to do and making sure that the right thing gets done.
Madam Ansa charged the public not to be perturbed about being tagged. They must speak up and nip all negative practices that are crippling the development of the nation in the bud.